Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. We back with another, and I'm Big. This is my homie.
Lazy. You already know. We back with another one, man. We back
Big
with
and Lazy.
A banger. You know what I'm saying? We got the lovely Don Vito. You know, pop your shit real quick. Let them know, you know what I'm saying, who you are so we won't miss no, you know what I'm saying, none of your accolades.
Whoo. In a short amount of time, let me start that. In a short amount of time, I've probably been in the game probably about 3 years now. My name is Don Vito, if you're in us. I'm a manager, I'm a host, I'm a dot connector. My biggest artist, One Way Yanni, most of y'all already know who it is. But I work behind the scenes with a lot of different artists on a lot of different podcasts. You know, I was the manager for another podcast for a long, long time. We won awards for that and shit. You know, I've been nominated host of the year 2 years running thus far, probably 3 years in this upcoming year for the KUEA Awards. I took home the KUEA Award Podcast of the Year last year, not for my own personal podcast, but for one that I do extra hard work on. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just be moving and stuff.
Yeah, I like that dot connector. That's bold right there. Like, you know, make it connected. That's what it's all about. Like,
it is.
Not, you know, gatekeeping information. Let me turn this man on to some, you know, resources. Let's work together like a network. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like it. So and this is probably our most requested guest. Like, we had a post on Instagram and I'm thinking it's a spam. I'm like, I ain't post nothing. Like, tag somebody or nothing. Like, Don DeVito, Don. And I no lie, like 20 people tagged her. Like, and I'm like, okay, so we got to get on here.
I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I'll be good. Y'all know people be hating me. They can't stand me for no reason, I don't have a reason.
So you said you got haters, man. Like, how you want to dive into that? Like, you said you was managing the podcast?
I was.
Before you said, though, if you ain't popping, you ain't, you know, you got to have them haters, man. Everybody can't love you.
No, this is a true story. Shout out to my nigga, and I'm sorry to name drop you, but I love you so much. I ran into Cello. Y'all know the comedian?
Yeah.
I ran into Cello like Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we sitting up in the studio. I got an office up on 4th Street. Shout out to the 502 Complex, but I got an office up on 4th Street or whatever. So he was in there, you know, people be kicking it or whatever, but it's still exclusive. Like, you can't even come up the elevator if nobody let you up.
Right.
So I runs into Cello, and he was like, Don, for real? Why they hate you so bad? And I already knew, like, the group of people he was talking about. You know, you go into the social media world. You know, I don't know if y'all tapped into the Clubhouse yet.
I tried to get on there.
And then, listen, it ain't even worth it no more. It ain't even worth it no more. Like, back when it started, like, 3 years ago, like, people was getting signed instantly. It was real people, real stars. It was really some shit going on. It's dwindled down.
Yeah,
a whole bunch of people that, you know, is not seen everywhere else. That's where they go to be hurt. You know what I'm saying? So I knew what he was talking about. He's like, why they hate you so bad? You know, I ran down a list of why they hate me so bad. Like, I just, and I didn't even mean to, because I'm normally a quiet, reserved person. Yeah. You know, I'm like, man, listen, the niggas they be down there get around, these are really my peoples. Like I'm well taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I can move. My attitude's good. You know, they can't outdress me. That's not something they can do.
She put that shit on, man.
They can't outdress me. And I say, and, you know, I wrapped it up. And on top of all that, I have the absolute caucasity to be fat. It kills them.
I believe you because kills them. Yeah. These niggas asked me earlier, have I been fat shamed? Mm-hmm. When, especially when it comes to females, when you got a little confidence as a big guy, they hate it, bro. Man, they just
big and confidence just don't register in the mind of, I would say, Americans.
Don't turn them down. You all type of
man, they've been lying on me since I was a little girl. Listen, and I wasn't fat back in the day. I had a real BBL. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't fat back in the day. I've been turning them down for years, but like to hear the things about myself, you know what I'm saying? Just because I'm quiet. I sat in the clubhouse for probably 2 years straight. I ain't say a word.
Mm-hmm. You want to know what it is, though? It's people hate power. The power that comes behind confidence. Like, you don't have to, like you said, you quiet, you laid back, you just like to dress well. You know what I'm saying? You're a black woman, so you ain't taking no shit naturally. You know what I'm saying? But when you beautiful and you, even if you big or small, confidence kills. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, if you,
even if you don't work hard enough, about, if you act like you know what you're talking. You know what
Facts.
I mean?
Facts.
And I'm the type of person, I don't even open my mouth unless I absolutely know what I'm talking about. I'm mm-hmm. typing, you want to Google it? I mean, what you, mm-hmm. yeah. you want to pull out the facts behind
it? I do that on Facebook. Like, if I see somebody talking shit, I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me see if that's correct.
So, are you familiar with the 502? Pot, what is it? The 502? Area 502? That's on 4th Street, too. Is that the same building?
The complex, yeah.
Yeah, that's my, okay, that's my cousin, Darius. Mm-hmm, that's my cousin. Like,
y'all look like a little bit.
Yeah.
I do. Exactly.
So it's a music studio up there?
It's a whole complex. It's a music studio. It's multiple
I'm
floors.
I'm going to have to tap in.
And it's black owned. Shout out to Darius. And shout out to Sosa and Lou up there. He runs the graphics. Like, it's you can go get your clothes made up there.
Yeah.
You can tap in with the studios. Trap More Beats is up there. Bills, shout
Trap
out to
More.
Bills.
Shout out
That's
Trap
our
More.
Personal engineer. That's our personal producer. Kappa's up there. Shout out to Kappa. That's also one of our personal producers. I think Don Scrooge is up there, if I'm not mistaken. Like, it's a few different producers up there. And then I don't know if Birdie's still up there, but Birdie's been up there. That's been her honeycomb hideout the whole time. And then on down on the second floor, you go down there with Raina. She has a whole selfie factory, like where you can go take pictures and stuff. Selfie museum, that's what it's called.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen that. Is that right, too? Yeah. Oh, I got to check that out.
That's crazy because when I went to Chicago, we went to a selfie museum, and I didn't even know we had one in the city. Like,
facts. And it's not even the first one.
Damn.
No, it's not even the first one.
We just got to tap in, man. We got a lot of shit popping
in the city,
man.
It's a lot of great shit going on. And I'm going to drop a little secret. They building a production company right downtown. Mm-hmm. They come here and shoot movies all the time regardless.
Facts, though. I already knew about that.
They dropping it. And I'm like, is this why it's getting Hollywood? But nobody knows. Nobody so literally, knows. It's just like a energy in the air where everybody's just getting Hollywood right on time. So keep going. If you're going, keep going. Because I'm sort of got it about to pick up right now.
My uncle.
In the light lane, because... I don't mean to cut you off.
No, you good.
Because a couple years ago, they passed a law like Kentucky gets some extra tax breaks from shooting movies to bring more business. It was a couple years. I remember that. So maybe, you know, why they're building a production company. But go ahead.
They've been shooting movies here for years. They shot a Wesley Snipes movie back in it. I forgot what movie it was. But they said that my uncle, he's in Vegas, but he lived in Cali for like 40 years now. But he said this is one of the cheapest places to shoot a movie. So that's why they do it. Kentucky, like... A lot of these movies that y'all seen in the woods, or even like pieces of Walking Dead, I've heard was shot in Kentucky.
It definitely was.
That's amazing. So, what is your favorite thing to do out of like everything you do? Is it bringing people together? Like,
it probably is the bringing people together. Yeah. I can't stand a club. Like, I went out, I hosted for years on big old concerts. I hosted the Skilla Baby came last year. I co-hosted that. Sada was here before that. Mm-hmm. I co-hosted that. Like, I can't stand the club. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
I done got that way too.
So it's literally probably to bring the people together and be able to have a product out of hard work.
Right, right.
It gotta be it.
Finding value and building, watching something building, like, damn, I put this shit together.
Absolutely, and I love to be in the background. I lived under a rock before 3 years ago. Nobody knew who I was, purposely. I lived my life under the radar on purpose. My artist, which is my longtime friend, One Way Yanni, he hit me and was like, all right, I'm about to do this rap shit, and I'm going to do it seriously, and you're going to be my manager. Mm-hmm. Like, it was no conversation. He didn't ask me if this is what I wanted in my life. Like, he was like, you know, we all from the same hood, we from the same place, and you don't want to do business. I've always done business. Business has always been my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So he was like, and from that moment on, I was catapulting to the public eye. Sometimes I wish I could take it back and go back under that rock, but it is absolutely over now.
So what made you go from, like, you say you was under a rock to, like, literally, like, under a rock to, like, in the spotlight? Like, that's a totally different ends of the spectrum. Like, what made you make it, like how was it, like, Trent, you know?
Like I said, he said, you're going to be my manager. Okay. I don't know about, I'm good now, but I didn't know shit about music. I just been running businesses my whole life type thing. So he's figuring she could do business. What's the difference between this business?
Right.
So in my mind, okay, how do I get close to the DJs? How do I get his music played? That's where the hosting came in. I just happened to go to the right schools and I happened to work at the right places to where the people that I did know, they was already in a position. So overnight, I made one phone call to Jay Spence. I was like, hey, can I host this, that, and the third? Right. And boom, it started the hosting career. But the hosting wasn't for me to host. The hosting was for me to get next to the DJs so we can get our shit spent in the club. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, I mean,
and
that's
being
how
a beautiful woman, that shit like that helps 10 times forward with doing business. Because sometimes a dude will charge another homie like, hey, man, like, yeah, I'm going to need this. But a woman, like, man, I fuck with you, your vibe. But you're a woman. So it's like, I would rather have a woman managing if I, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I was to choose a manager to even run a business, because men act like women, it don't go right. When women act like women and let, you know, and a man trust in you, when a man put their trust in a woman, she take heed to that. They like, okay, I'm really going to step for this motherfucker right
Jamie Foxx changed his name. That's why he got the name Jamie Foxx, because he thought, he said that's a more sounds like a woman's name. Yeah. So
and
he was DJing,
all the women would go first. Yeah. So when they look on the list and be like Jamie, they calling the women up first. So they're like, well, it's a man. I'm already up here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
how was it like managing? Like, how's it your art? Like, how's it like, what were some of like the ups and downs of managing? Like,
The ups are we've been friends since we was 9 years old. So our families are kind of intertwined kind of a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was definitely ups. It was, I already know him like the back of my hand. I know it makes him tick. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's made it easy. The hard part is making him understand there's a line. Because personal and business.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And it's been times where I had to bite his head off because it sounds a little personal, bro.
You
know what I'm saying?
That
sounds a little personal, and this is business, and this is what needs to happen, and this is how it needs to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just the ups and downs of it.
The worst thing to have, though, is a yes man.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going, you know what I'm saying, check you on. Because I, like, my homie Boo Man, like, I used to send him my music, and, like, I know I'm going to send him the track first because he's going to be like, it ain't it, bro. And I'd be like, damn. I don't even gotta go back and forth with him. Like, I just know, like, his ear for music is like. But it's also been when I recorded a song called Hold It Down, and he had the camera. I sent it to him when I left the studio, like 6 a.m. I get home about like 6:30, 6:45. About 8 o'clock, he was boom, 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 boom. Let's go shoot this video, bro. That's the one.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So when you got a yes man, you don't really know how to progress because ain't nobody telling you, nah, bro. You got to do this or do that. And you know what I'm saying? Like you just said, bite his head off sometime when you ain't, you know, when he ain't there. So it's like, so he said something about you being blackballed a lot with the, you know, with the industry that that you in. Because I ain't going to say trying to be in. You doing it.
Yeah.
What is ways that you've been blackballed that you like, damn, like, that's a fucked up, damn. Like,
man, I'm still waiting on some audio footage from Afro Kanza, from the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, it's been a year. To where I supposed to said something that he absolutely didn't like, and I was removed.
Is he African?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I was removed from being a host from Taco Tuesday. Now, Taco Tuesday is a Jay Spence production over at Afro Kanza. And way before we got to Afro Kanza, we was on the river. What was that club called?
Vibes.
It was the old Vats, but it was something else when we was there. You know, it went through a million changes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, back when I'm hosting and I'm literally talking to 3-4 people, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, from the booth, I was there with Jay Spence and we got to this club on Bardstown, which everybody makes it like, oh, it's the only club we got that looks like if you go in there, you might be in Miami. You might be out of town.
Right.
This is the best club that we have. And from the time I got in there, I came with Jay Spence. You know, Spence was like, you know, she comes with me. He was automatically trying to get me out.
Hmm.
I didn't fit the look. Yeah. If you look at the bottle girls, you know, they all about this big, yeah, white. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
get out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, and that's where it ends. They about this big, yeah, wide. I mean, it's like literally maybe one of them that can dress. You know, maybe a few of them that actually look like something in the face. But this was it. They about this big, wide. You know, yeah, I'm 5'9". I came in with 4-inch heels, so I'm probably like 6-something. But yeah, I'm 5'9 naturally, mm-hmm, and I'm a bigger girl. So this is when I knew that one guy had a problem. So he removed me. Like, I don't know how many months I did in Afrokanza, but he removed me about a year ago to the date. About a year ago to the date. And
what you mean he moved you?
You cannot host in my club.
Damn.
No warning, no just code, like.
No, me and Spence was going, like, Spence keeps it so real. Like, he was like, man, I don't know why every single week he's talking about bring a new host in, do this, do that, man. Like, we go together. We had seen about Angeli, like. No, so we was talking about it. I'm like, so I already knew the undertones of it. You know what I'm saying? I went in every Tuesday and did what the fuck I did regardless. Right. You know what I'm saying? To the moment to where he was like, nah, she can't come back.
That's weird because they got the same DJs, DJ Tolerance. You know, that's my boy, cut his hair. So it's like, what's the issue?
It's a thing.
Yeah.
That's
it's
crazy.
Another DJ. She's a female. I'm not going to say her name because I haven't spoke to her on this situation specifically and it didn't come from my mouth. Yeah. But I heard she's not going back in there either for some same similar reasons. And she's crazy, also a bigger girl.
That's crazy. Man. It's crazy to I ain't going to say gatekeep, but even act like that with your own people. Like, we the worst at that shit. Like, that's crazy.
Worst.
But also because I ain't going, you feel me? I got a lot of African brothers I fuck with, but I know they don't like women in power. Put power in position. That's just a power, like a power thing. Like, African cats don't play that shit. Like, in their head, like, I don't play that shit. Like, she probably thinks she's bigger than what she is. This is my club. Of course. Like, ain't nobody trying to take your club.
I don't even give it. Like, I hate attention. I hate attention when I host.
You have social anxiety?
I pray every time I get out that car. Before I get out the car in the parking lot, I'm praying, God, please don't let me have a fucking episode in here. Because I've always been secluded. I was in, like, back in the day when they was taking walks and outside, I was in the house running a business. You know what I'm saying? As a kid. Mm-hmm. So, like, I know I've never dealt with people. So, like, when I host, it's about my voice.
Yeah.
My voice on that mic is ignorant. You don't got to see me for me to do my job. I swear to God. So I just can't imagine like how you come to that conclusion. Mm-hmm. I just don't understand.
So you said you ran a business as a child. Like, what business was you running as a... This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
As a child, back in the day, 12, 13, 14 years old, I grew up on Madison on 24th. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people hate that neighborhood. Mad is fucking on, and they can't stand. Like, it all works together. Like, the way my life has broke down is so crazy. So I grew up on 24th in Madison, and actually my mama got custody of some of my cousins. Their parents died, okay? Mm-hmm. So before all the paperwork went through and all that, you know, she had figured out how to feed all of us and this, that, and the fourth on what she already had. Yeah. So when them extra food stamps and shit came in, you feel me?
Yeah.
She was like, everybody get $100. You can fill up your little mini fridge. You can do whatever you want to, this, that, and the fourth. I'm the oldest child in her house, but my cousins and stuff, they were older than me. So they worked and shit. You know, they used their little $100 or food stamps for their lunch and stuff. Me personally, I started a candy store.
Yeah.
There you go.
Worked it out the back window. You feel me? Set my mama over on Jefferson. I don't know if y'all remember the candy warehouse that was on Jefferson back in the day. Warehouse. Man, she bought my blacks and my Cigarellos. She bought all the candy. Then I used and this is back in the day when food actually wasn't like it is today. Right. Like, that $100 went a long way every month. You know what I'm saying? You know, my little chicken tenders, my french fries. I was singing crack specials. Shout out to crack. I was singing crack specials out the back window. And honestly, that's probably where the hate started. That's probably where it started.
It started. Yeah, when you see somebody doing positive, like, that motivates me. Like, when I see somebody doing and doing great, that motivates me. But some people just ain't got it. They just some spiteful, vengeful people. But like you said, $100 of food stamp back in the day, you got a whole basket. Definitely. Now it's about 2 or 3 bags, you know.
That's sad, man.
Or if you coupon it, man, it's just crazy.
Man.
That's sad. It's really
coupons
sad.
Coupons don't even do man. That.
It's like, really sad. And we went without stamps. Like, we, you know what I'm saying? We don't have stamps right now. That's only because, like, we all working. Like, my wife's working, I'm working, but they cut them down so much that it's like, shit.
It's pointless to jump through those hoops.
Right. Yeah. For this $35. Go
but on, motherfucker. The food getting so expensive is even more reason why, like, I be telling folks, like, man, more than one hustle, man. More than one hustle. Because, like you got to have a hustle for groceries these days. I swear to God, like,
it is literally that one of your sets got to take her to OB or no facts.
Definitely. Plus the kids just, man, like, I know we ate a lot as kids, and we, you feel me, like you said, we had the candy stores and we had people like you that's in the neighborhood, like, you know what I'm saying? But now it's like my son TJ, man, he go through food, like, and then it's like my mom was like, just buy a lot of fruit and stuff like that. Oh man. He went through 2 bags of plums, just smacking them in 2 days. I'm like, bro, you really
went through 4 rolls of toilet paper afterwards.
I had to have a talk like that. My youngest, he's like, I went in there one day to catch him, and he had a whole handful. I'm like, bro, are you serious, bro? He said, you told me to wipe it good.
He meant that, too.
Definitely. So do you have children?
I do. I have a 16-year-old child.
You got a 16-year-old? How's that?
He's almost 17, actually, because, you know, stuff happened a little early on in life.
Yeah, definitely.
So I have
blessed to only have a 12-year-old right now.
Yeah, I had him at 15 years old. Mm-hmm. Shout out to King. And that's a golden child. Like, I can't believe that I raised him as a child. He has a clothing line, original copy. I gifted him a LLC about 2 years ago for Christmas.
There you go.
And he went the fuck up. Man, he went up so far. So shout out to him. He'll be 17 in August. And then 11 years later.
Started over.
Little man. Brother.
Accidentally started over, little brother. It was Trump. He shut down all the spots. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it all the way real because we was looking at middle schools when I had got pregnant with Royalty. So, like, I just couldn't imagine having another baby and starting over, you know. But I did. Royalty, he just turned 5 about 2 weeks ago.
That's a dope name.
Yeah.
His name is Royalty Reigns. And
he sounds famous already.
Yeah.
And then King's name is Jaden's King. Apostrophe S. Jaden is King.
Okay. What's his clothing line called?
That's one. His first name.
His first name is Jaden's King.
Ah, okay.
So Jaden is King. Yeah.
That's dope.
That's hard.
Yeah. So I named the new baby. I was like, okay, well, Royalty got to keep raining. Then that's what we doing.
Yeah.
That was my thought process. And
no,
that's
dope. Because shit.
They was like, he's a boy. You named him Royalty, and did name a little boy Royalty.
I mean, you name your kids what you want because you instill within them what you want them to be. Like you taught your oldest stuff that our parents didn't teach us. LLC ownership. Before he's even out the house.
Good credit.
Listen.
My mama said, you're going to get a job. You're going to go to school. You're going to the army. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, we never had the chance to be like, what do you like to do? You want, you know, like, I didn't know, you know, I can go to the studio for real until, like, senior year. Like, one day I'm rapping, and I was like, man, you write things. Like, yeah, I be writing. I don't be recording or nothing. And I'm like, man, you should come record. Y'all record?
Yeah.
I thought you had to get a record deal to record. I just didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Information is vital. Like, that's why I said school's so weak, because, like, they don't teach no time in school do we learn shit that we really needed besides reading and writing and math and counting and shit like that. Like, we didn't take we had a lifestyle
class
maybe.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe.
Learn about, like, what bracket you could be in financially, but that's the only thing that I took from that. Like, taxes, ownership, your credit, like, that should be a lifestyle course within itself. When they teach you about, when you do sex ed, they should be like, first, this is why you don't want to have a baby. The economy is high.
You know
what I'm saying? You don't own shit. Like, if people would have told us that before, I would have been scared as hell to have a baby. Like, I don't own nothing. A car, house, nothing. Like, I had my son, he came 2011. I graduated 2010, so I had that whole summer. Then she got pregnant in August, and that was it.
And they used that.
I was a dad. And I'm a real dad, so my kids don't say daddy. Like, one time I'm on the game on the headset, and my youngest came in, he was like, "Dad, can I whoop-de-whoop-doo?" And my homie was like, "Damn, man." He's like, "You dad, man. I wish I was dad." I'm like, "Nigga, you got 5 kids." He was like, "Yeah, but I'm daddy, and sometimes I'm just shiz." Like, you feel me? Like, he's like, nobody in the hood call their dad dad.
And my sons always call me mom, and he always call his dad dad. Yeah, he's always been like that. And I'm like, oh, you're raising a little proper child. You know, I grew up in the hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But we know where we come from, so it's like I always say, like, my oldest is kind of weird, but he's not. I raised him right.
Yeah.
So, like, even with his music selection, it's old school. Or, like, his favorite artist is Kanye and Tyler, the Creator. Like, he's a real different type of guy. Like, you might walk past his room and listen to the Asley Brothers. And like, "Dad, you know R. Kelly did a lot with them." I'm like, "Man, how the fuck you know this shit?"
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
when did you have time to catch up?
One day, because I got a barbershop, he's doing the radio. And like, one time, like, I spent dude around. He was like, "Man, who the fuck is on because ain't nobody in here but kids." And
yeah.
I said, "Oh, that's my oldest, man. His playlist is crazy." He was like, "Nigga, you need to send me that. Are you just going to each song?" He was like, "I'm going to each song."
Yeah.
I was like, "Man, like, but that's where we got to go with our kids nowadays. Information and let them really be who they want to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not putting nothing on my kids, not even sports. Like my kids like music. So I'm like, y'all can pursue music now, man. It's a thing. Justin, I tell my youngest all the time, like, Justin Bieber, that's how he got on. He just got on the camera and sung. And shit.
Yeah, covering on YouTube.
You feel what I'm saying?
Well, no, and I feel that sports. My child's father, which is another reason everybody just seemed to have a fucking problem with. My oldest child's father was an athlete, mm-hmm. out of this world, play football, mm-hmm. For Seneca, you know, scholarship, all that stuff. And that they just automatically assumed that I would push football on King. King gave football.
Yeah. Right, you gonna make him.
He's played every sport there is to play. He hates football most of all, and you cannot force what you think is supposed to be on these children
because of
what's already going on. Because they come in and they're their own people, mm-hmm. you have to respect that.
Definitely, and you can get a scholarship more scholarships other than just
you can get
sports.
A scholarship in video gaming now.
You can get a scholarship if you just go to school. That's what I tell my son all the time.
Education.
You can just go to school and do good, and they'll let you in any school you want for free.
That's
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like music, entertainment, all of that's degrees that you can, if you're in the drum corps, shit mm-hmm. like that, like you can still have degrees in other shit. Doctors, lawyers, like some people just go into shit like, "Man, I want to be famous. So let me find something that I can be famous with." And it don't work like that. Like,
nah.
Kanye didn't go to school. He didn't drop out of school. He wasn't in music school.
No.
Like, that nigga was trying to be something bigger than what we can even imagine. So it's like, when people call you crazy for dreaming, it's like, it's crazy. Like, how the fuck you gonna tell me?
What you know my dreams and put a cap on my dreams and whatnot.
Come on, man. Even with the kids, like, "Man, you need to play a sport, man. You need to try to get a scholarship playing football and shit like that." Like, man, back in some kid, like, I knew my whole life I wasn't going to the NFL. I'm a little nigga. I'm not going to the NFL. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to the NBA. You know what I'm saying? So when mom was like, "Are you going to college?" She asked me when I first went to high school. I'm like, "Nah." Because at the time, I'm like, I don't see no vision with it. Like, mm-hmm. I know I'm going to go fuck off some money. I know I'm not going, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get a job. I'm going to do what my daddies do. And like, my stepdaddy and my real father do is work. But at the end of the day, if you instill work ethic in your kids, whatever they like, they gonna get rich off of. So that's how I parent. Like, you feel me? Like,
So let me ask you this: you said you're from Madison. Yeah. I mm-hmm. think Madison's the second most hated hood behind Newburgh.
Yeah.
So why you think they got the bad stigma? Like, why they?
I know some of those guys. Uh-huh. And one thing I could say is for sure is. It's how we are, and it translated over into me in this entertainment business. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We do not care to kick it with you because you think you are who you are.
Yeah,
we still gonna be able to move and get our money. And we do not care about who you think you are. And it's not enough of y'all to stop nothing. It's not enough of y'all. Like, the stigma around Madison, and when it goes into the street shit, you know, I'm a sidewalk type of gal. Yeah. You can see both sides of the streets from now. I think it's really safe. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I always say I'm a fire hydrant.
You know,
I know everything that's going on, man, but I ain't in the street.
I'm over with you. I'm a sidewalk type of girl. So when it get down to the street shit, I ain't going to act like I know what's going on. And I ain't going to act like I give a fuck, because I don't. But I know for sure when it comes to socially, you going to get some money when you come around there.
Yeah.
The money's around. You can't say the money's not around there. You know what I'm saying? You can't say that they ain't held their own in this small area for over 20 years. And that's before I got there. No.
I like what you said. Like, you compared it to Newburgh, because you want to know what, and that's not everybody, but it's just facts. Y'all stick together. Newburgh sticks together. Even though, you know, you got niggas snaking niggas from the same hood. That happens.
But
at the end of the day, Newburgh and Madison, like, I grew up in Hampton Place. So
right.
It's like
upper,
right up the street,
old Madison,
you know,
yeah, on 16th and stuff.
So it's a village through there. That whole street, Roosevelt Prairie, all the way back to your hood, all of that's a village. You know what I'm saying? Once you hit the West, it's real family oriented, but the West is just isolated. Niggas hate victory. Yeah. Niggas hate this. So it's naturally like, if we hate it, we hate y'all. And it just goes up. But I think Louisville's too small of a place to
absolutely it to makes
beef.
No sense. Like,
so you're out to be hating.
It makes no sense.
We
to
all
me.
Going to
like
the same
CNG,
club,
BNC.
Same.
They beef is Cecil and Greenwood, Cecil and Broadway. They beef at the corner. Like, we can take over the West End. We
no, y'all have no clue. No, in our hood, even though like Madison is a hood, and then you go down to 28th, it's Tech Town. You go over to 26th, they got them the Young Boys, which we grown now. But the KO, like it's so broken down, and it'd be like 2-block difference. We all go to the same school. What the fuck are y'all talking about?
Same club, same grocery stores.
Yeah. That's why it goes down at this motherfucker, because it's like, where you gonna hide? You can't take your kids if you got real beef. Like, that's why I never did beef, because if we beefing, I ain't no sleep. Like, you say you gonna kill me, bro? Let's go ahead and get it over with, bro. Like, you
that's
know what I'm saying?
That's why I quit this time of business 3 times, because let me tell you.
That shit
goes, if they want to keep it commercial, like, are you sure? Like, let me bow out gracefully, because we're going to take it to a level that you don't even understand. You want to call the police. Mm-hmm. I want to be outside in your bushes.
Right,
when you about to send your kids out to get on the bus. You know what I'm saying? Because this is how I really,
and
know what
I'm not like that
what
as
was
a person.
Like?
So it's like, once it's up, it's up. Like, I get like it. Like, I'm a cool, calm, collected nigga, but. Like, even when I used to fight, if I used to fight in school, everybody be like, bro, you lame. Why you fight Tajay? He's the cool, funny nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm cool. But when it's up, nah, it's up. It's you
and
you know.
It's stuck.
So what was the beef like? What was the, you know?
Like, in the entertainment business?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have none. I always, see, like, I could see where you trying to take it for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And I don't never give anybody anything. Like, right, I could be so much further in the city, but let me tell you, when we started this shit, when Yanni was like, I'm about to rap, we never wanted to be local. That was never the plan, to be local celebrities. We don't want to be here in 10 years. They play all our songs in a club every time. We really was trying to go somewhere. So if I would have sat around and gossiped, or sat around and, you know what I'm saying, like, made these weak connections with certain people, I would be so much farther here right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't talk about my personal life. Like, everybody call me Don.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what high school I went to. I tell y'all, my home school was Eastern.
Yeah.
Right.
But I didn't go there. you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, they don't know what high school. I never allowed it to go anywhere, because I'm really going to take it there.
Yeah.
Right.
Y'all don't know me. I don't tell nobody who I'm kin to. Y'all don't know my family connections. They absolutely know nothing. So they make it up.
Right.
As they go.
And you'll find out. If something go down, you'll find out who I'm kin to.
Man, you going to find out. You going to be floored, literally.
So are you managing any other artists besides Yanni?
I do some light work with Priest reached out. So I'm going to do some light work with him.
Who?
Dre Priest.
Yeah, the teacher.
Okay. I knew that name sounded familiar.
Yeah, Priest. I'm going to do some light work with him. Mm-hmm. It's a few other ones. Honestly, I issue NDAs with all my work.
Yeah.
And my niggas nowadays. So
hold on. Is that a real thing now? Because I got, where can I get some of them contracts? These young hoes put me to the ring.
Man, listen, you better get you one.
Yeah.
You better get
you said with your niggas. So what's that about? Like,
I don't try, I really,
with your significant others.
Honestly, let me tell you something. I'm fronting. I've been in a loving relationship for years, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm never. I actually only do this entertainment shit because I like to shop. Yeah. Like, I'm well taken care of.
Thanks.
But, like, anything outside of that, listen, you're going under the NDA.
Yeah.
I'm talking, like, I grew up in one neighborhood. I never hood hopped. I wasn't a girl. I wasn't over in Newburgh. I don't know no Victory niggas.
Right, right.
So when I popped out, it was easy for me to move. I wasn't ran through. Right. You know what I'm saying?
What persona they already get about,
man,
you.
Man, they don't know who, like, where she come from. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's rare, too.
I know.
That's rare.
They can't stand it.
So does body count? You said you're in a loving relationship.
I'm in a loving relationship.
So in the past, like, does body count?
Yes.
Matter. It does?
Man, for females, these nasty. Yes. And they trying to make it like it don't. How you worried about my past, bitch? Because it's a million dicks under that motherfucker.
Oh, man.
You thought you was slick. That's the problem. You thought you was slick. You used to fuck with him from Newburgh. And then he was from the West End. Then you fuck with him from the South. And then all of a sudden, the internet came about. And now everybody's connected. I'm telling y'all should have gotten that clubhouse shit. Nigga, all your niggas from all these different hoods are sitting in this one fucking Louisville room.
You got to think about
and
that.
And all of a fucking sudden, you caught.
Yeah.
You are caught.
Definitely.
Now, back in the day, our parents, they worked five mamas and them. They could do it and then be on the other side and then nothing happened.
Have a whole family on the side of
the means of communication has changed, ma'am.
Yeah.
We could see you.
Facts.
And the side chick is prideful these days. It used to be
quiet.
Yeah.
Now, what is the granddaddy had a whole family on the other side of the city. Everybody was taken care of. You wouldn't know until you get older and you in a barbershop. Like, who's your daddy? Nigga, that's my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your brother's at 30 and shit. But the bottom line of it is, like, they called me weird one day because I said, not my boys in here, but on Facebook, I was like,
I call it weird when you get off at Molly.
I don't be off the Molly.
That's a little boiling like lava.
Nah.
That's Molly water.
I can't even take an Advil.
I'm telling you.
I'm loaded.
Little story time real quick. When I first was doing the podcast, people was coming up to me. You and the Molly Man got a podcast together. I'm like, who the fuck is the Molly Man? Then they showed me a video of this nigga with his shirt wrong, rolling around
that's,
the grass.
That's cap.
I'm on fire.
I don't believe shit.
I
don't believe shit.
Listen, I took a pill one time in the Roxbury.
Yeah.
And it was with E. It was Easy Money.
Uh-huh.
And we had popped one. I never popped pills before. We took one before we went. And he was like, man, just chew that motherfucker. Oh, I'm like, nigga, you my friend.
He told
I'm
going to
do it with
it?
My friend. Yeah, I'll do
he
it.
He is not your friend.
So that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, damn, but we was together on it. We got in the club. He was like, you want another one? I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling good. Nigga, this shit got me feeling good. Took a shot. Took the pill. I don't remember that night. All I remember is going to the crib and bruh had, like, they lived up east, so, like, all the rooms were super big.
Yeah.
And the ceilings were super high. And I remember that he had a ceiling fan, and I'm in the living room, but that motherfucker was boom, 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 boom in my face. I'm just praying to God, like, God, please just let me
give
me
through this.
Let me ride this out. Oh, God, let me ride this out.
Uh-huh.
But what I was going to say about, like, the women, like, I mean, about the who they fuck with, they said I was weird because I said, I've been in a relationship for a long time, but if I was single, I would definitely fuck with you off of who I've known or thought you fucked with. Certain niggas, I'm not fucking behind, kissing behind. Like,
facts, I definitely.
Like, some of these niggas, like, you, we know niggas.
You're right.
So,
bro,
like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if it's a sleazeball ass nigga.
Yeah.
He's right.
Like, man, he was with him for how long? That nigga used to eat boogers, man.
Man, I judge you off of who your baby mama, your baby
like,
daddy
niggas
is.
Like, but niggas like hoes, so niggas is like, nah, man, that shit don't matter. I'm like, listen, bro, if you one of my niggas and I know you a dirty ass nigga, but you a clean ass nigga, but you just a dirty ass nigga.
A smut.
You know, you a smut. It. You feel me? And I'm not one of them niggas be like, yeah, bro, now you can fuck with her now. I ain't tripping. Fuck no, bro. Come on now, bro.
It's a chick that I was messing with. We messed around briefly, but it was another guy. they was trying to shoot at her. But I'm like, bro, go ahead, bro. Yeah. But a couple of years, I quit messing with a couple of years down the road. He showed me on camera. So, you know, yada, yada. And that girl just hit my inbox probably about a month ago. What's up? I can't do it to him, bro.
Ain't nothing, you know. Even nowadays, like the women's being into the gay guys, like, I have no problem with gay people. I got gay people in my family. You feel me? I feel like life's all about making your choice and living in your truth, whether you just period. But, like, that's just so unhealthy. Like, when I think about being married, like, people are like, you like being married? Hell yeah, I love being married. Like, I have no worries about, you know what I mean? Like, my partner and where we've been, like, that shit is crucial right now, though. Like, I couldn't imagine being single and, like, I would literally have to see your match chart.
Literally. And let me tell you something. If it's downloaded on their phone, they used to showing it to people. That's yeah. what it's there for.
Yeah.
They busy. It's like the yeah. wild pussy, the busy.
Yeah.
The my chart right there. They need to show it. They can do it. Yeah. It's busy. I'm going to need please to see it. Know it.
Turn off. But before we go, no, it is. Believe it. Yeah, just bing. I got my mind.
I'm clean. Okay. I just went. Yeah. Last month.
I go twice a week.
But you can see the history. You can go down on that motherfucker to see, oh, you got a history of catching shit.
But before we keep going,
I like
going,
to eat it too much.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Big and Lazy Pod.
Yes, sir.
Instagram, Big and Lazy Pod. TikTok, Big and Lazy Pod. Everywhere you can. Facebook, everywhere. Twitter, we're not really big on Twitter, but holler at us. Download, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you can find podcasts. And where can they find you? We ain't done yet, but where can they find you if you want to shout your stuff out? And if you want to start a podcast, Confirmed Pod on IG, you can hit our podcast. We'll point you in the right direction. We got a good studio. We looking to take on more podcasts, you know, get at us.
And a lot of people be hitting us up about starting a pod, man. It's all about jumping into it. Faith without work is dead. You can say, I want to do a pod. I have so many people be like, man, I really want to do it. Do it. Like, you don't even have to have a name. You just have to have the content. You know what I mean? So,
you had a podcast once upon a time. What was the name of it?
No, I managed a podcast. Okay. The 502 Podcast Show. I managed it.
Okay.
Okay, so why'd you stop doing that? Like, what?
I had I told y'all I quit the entertainment business probably about six times. The biggest time that I quit was in December. I literally just quit everything. Literally. I stopped managing. I just really needed a break. It was Jamie. Jamie, it was you. It was you, Jamie.
Jamie
Tinsley. It was the 502 baddies, the Louisville baddies. It sent me over the edge. So Jamie had called me about a month and a half before everything would hit the internet. She wanted me to manage it. You know, I'm one of those people. If you know who I am, you know. Yeah. I'm going to move that shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. She called me. I was in the group messages. She brought Rico in and, you know, just... It was so draining. At the same time, I was hosting one of my closest friends, Pillow Talk about Kim Curry.
She had
Pillow Talk. Oh, it's still around, baby.
It's still around. I think I've seen it.
Yeah, okay. Pillow Talk about Kim Curry. I was hosting her lingerie event, and I mean, everything literally happened at one time, and it was just like, this business is not for me. And I had to sit back and realize that it wasn't the business, it's the people.
Yeah.
So going through it with Jamie and watching it had broke down and had they went out and did their own thing after she brought it to the attention of Louisville, because you cannot say it was her idea because it's already existing. Let's keep it real. Like, Jamie, you know I love you to death. Like but they went off and did their own thing. Like just watching it break down, that took a toll on me.
Yeah.
And then watching, you know, some of the prestigious and some of the main DJs, you know, they drop in events. They see your event. They taking the idea. They gonna drop events and make sure. Okay, you know what? They flocking to that.
Yeah.
So if we do it, our you know we've
That's
been
what
out,
Luther was talking about. Yeah,
we've been out here longer. We gonna do it. They more people's go, like all of it. The black box. I was like, you know what? I'm done with all of it. So I quit the 502 podcast. I absolutely still love Steven. I love the team, you know, everybody over. But I literally quit. And then like I don't know, maybe 4 weeks later after New Year, I'm like, why would I quit and I'm as fucking successful?
Like, when I can make shit move.
I'm actually good at this. Yeah. Like, so like I literally had to take a little mental break and then I came back to it. I don't care to manage a podcast or anything like that. Like I need to focus on artists and things. You know, Yanni comes in from the feds. He was like, you know, just find us the artist and we gonna sign them.
So Yanni said this from the feds?
From the time he got, he's like, listen.
Is he coming home soon? I said,
He's like, listen. Find somebody just as good as me. You know, you have all the connections. We got all this laid out. We gonna sign them, and we gonna push them.
Yeah,
those was his words. It broke my heart. Too, I cried.
LeBron was working.
It's like him, like
he was working.
It was almost like him, like accepting the defeat, like accepting, like
I cried. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I still don't just to hear it. But I'm not lying. They were wise on that man. We don't know what we up against. He still has not seen a court date yet.
But you want to know what it is?
He still ain't seen a court date.
We still ain't started court. Yeah, we don't know what they think they got
against
us.
But you
want to
know what it is, though? Certain niggas, like, and that's what I love about real street niggas or real niggas that's getting into shit. You gotta know what you're doing when you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? So, cause like my brother's in the feds, he's been in there for 10 years. Next year is his 85% right now, but you know, he had a conspiracy, so they gonna make him do 100% of 10 years. So,
crazy.
I always ask, like, man, you good? You need anything? Nah, LeBron, take care of your family. Nah, LeBron, I'm good. I'm straight. You calling me? I mean, you picking up the phone for me and write me is everything I need. Take care of your kids. Like, well, you want me to take something to nieces and my nephews? No, take care of your kids. They straight. You feel me? But that's all it is. He know that whether it's now or later, he coming home.
Yeah.
So it's like his dreams for rap. It's like, shit, it's still in rap. You know what I'm saying? It's like the hustle and flow shit. That's why I didn't watch, what's the show that came on after that? With Taraji and...
Empire.
I thought it was going to be a spinoff. Like, he got out and he was actually successful. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
It was
like,
a completely different show.
That's why I didn't watch it. The first time, I'm like, this ain't it. His name is Lucius. You know what I'm saying? But in that aspect of it, when he do come home and his friend, business partner, actually turned up and got an artist and got him signed and, you know what I'm saying, whatever comes behind that, that's still longevity. His name behind it. Like you said, you cried because you remember when he said it. Like, I'm a sucker for stories. So, like, if he came, you know, if he came home, whenever he come home and then we get him on, like, man, I remember when she told us, man, you told her, like, look, hey, check it out. Keep it going. Like, don't let this shit die because you good at it and just find somebody as good as me. That's beautiful. Because he didn't try to be like, nah, fuck that. If you ain't working with me, quit.
Nah.
So have you found somebody
that's... No, it's a lot of good artists out there. But no, I have not found nobody because let me tell you, I ain't going to lie, I'm spoiled. You got to have... This is the most expensive business.
Yes.
The entertainment business is... Y'all know. Y'all do a podcast. Yeah. This is the most expensive business that you can decide you want to get into. You have to have money to make the money.
Facts.
And I'm already spoiled to... I'm going to get the money to be able to make the money. So, no. Like... talent only takes you so far in this business. You could be talented as fuck. If you ain't got no money, you're not going nowhere. Mm-hmm. You can have no talent whatsoever. If you got the money, you going the farthest. Yep. Y'all see Spice, Ice.
Mm-hmm. Ice Spice.
Y'all see him.
Shit, a lot of artists that, you know, I think the dude, like, he got a nice flow and a catchy song, but, like, I was bad as fucking school, but he got that money on behind him.
Yeah,
that's
know?
It.
And then another thing to piggyback off that, it's super expensive. But I think like nowadays, it's about who you know too.
Absolutely. Oh, like, man, that's first.
Like when I heard Lil Yachty got signed, his mom went to school with QC or one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So he told his mom like, hey, I've been writing your friend on Instagram, and she ran into him like, hey, my son been writing you, and just pulled him
up,
in.
Just like
you know
that.
What I'm saying? But to even have, nowadays, like, to even, like you said, you got to have money. You got to look like it. Like, even if you don't have it, you got to look like
Absolutely.
You got it, especially if you rapping like that. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got your J. Cole's, your backpack rappers that don't have to wear a chain, but if a nigga come on the track, tell him I'm bad as fucking school, now I'm trying to dodge a sentence. Immediately, my man, I knew that video, he going to have his bag, he going to have his jewelry, because it's the image. So it's like, you know.
So if you could work with any artist in the country, you know, who would it be? Like, if you could collab or manage with any artist?
I would like to work with all of them, as long as you don't be messing with them little kids.
Yeah.
So you're not fucking with R. Kelly? If R. Kelly came out?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
R. Kelly was canceled. How did they miss that? I be cussing at all my aunties, my mom and them, my daddy and them, because y'all was angry. See, our generation, we don't play like that. Y'all let too much motherfucking slide.
They watched the tape. They put, I remember.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. I remember the tape.
I remember.
My mom, I didn't. They made us go outside. Get outside.
Go play.
You know what's going on. They put all the kids outside, and I seen y'all pulling the tape out off the,
My uncle had all the porn. All I did one time, I pressed play on the VCR, and the whole TV cut on. That's all I seen. R. Kelly sent him a camera. He was like that. I was like, that's R. Kelly for real.
They were
for
talking about in the barbershop. Yeah. He set up the camera.
Yeah. He set up the camera.
Then, back in the 90s, R. Kelly, about mid-20s, Aaliyah's in her teens. They come out and matching and Mickey Mouse.
I remember that.
And then nobody batted an eye.
And nobody said nothing.
See, the thing is, my auntie's fucked up too, because she said, I think my mama might have asked her. She was like, you know, your auntie love R. Kelly. Said something to her. She was like, listen, R. Kelly can get out and throw a free concert and I'll pay.
And she's going.
But
and
you want to know what where my Aunt Goldie's aspect of it is? She has a valid point. Her era growing up, because Aunt Goldie's 60, you know, 60-something maybe. Her era growing up, everybody,
from Chicago?
No. She's from Hemlock. My whole family's from Hemlock.
Okay.
But, like she said, like, even we know it growing up, young women, not saying it's right, they always dated older men. Like, my auntie was like, when I went and was dating Frank, because shout out R.P. Frank, she was like, my daddy knew he was older, but he had a life. That he was going to provide for me and shit like that. Like, we seen Color Purple.
No, that's what I was just about to say. No, and that's a real thing. They used to come trade their pigs and this and that and that for your daughter.
But I got land for you on the other side of the lake. Give me your daughter.
Man, she's young. Yeah. She's fresh. Come get. Like, literally, that's where we're coming from. But in the modern day.
We're getting farther away.
We was far away from it in the early 90s.
They should have locked R. Kelly up when he did Trapped in the Closet. 12 chapters.
It was 23 of them.
Midgets jumping out of the cabinets.
That was around the time he dropped the video.
That man makes... He's an artist, and it's a lot of artists out here. Just like, if you don't mess with kids, we can work together. But if you got a thing for kids, I can't get jiggy with that. Now, when it comes to grown people, and you know, they knew what they was coming for. Yeah. If Diddy be wanting a party, you got to tell that nigga no.
You gotta tell him no.
And if you didn't tell him no, I don't want to hear nothing else after that because you're a grown adult.
Fact.
Just listen, if you mess with them kids, well, stay away from me. But listen, everybody else, that's your business.
How you feel about the Drea and Jalen Green, her baby daddy's?
If it was a man and a woman, and it was opposite, it'd be a problem.
It would
be
like Lucci. Like Lucci was dating with Regine Carr. They hated Lucci for that.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, I'm not big on like not seeing the other side. Like when I seen that, I'm like, she's smart. She's just smart. She's been doing the game too long. Put this pussy on this young nigga. And
she look like she young. I mean, she don't look like she's 39.
And this young nigga got a bag, you know, and she got money too. So nowadays, that's what turns most of these athletes on. Like, they got bags. So when they break up, it's pretty decent because you ain't got a sack chaser. Drea got bread. Like, she ain't no...
But she definitely get that job.
Oh, she been a sack chaser.
Yeah.
But now she's older. Like, she got...
That's a retirement plan.
Yeah.
That's what it was. So he's 22. He got another about 3 or 4 contracts in him.
What y'all think about Ross and old girl already breaking up?
Ross is a cornball. He just seems like a cornball to me.
I wrote on there when they said that when they was together... And she got her teeth done. He got her teeth done and shit. I was like, this ain't gonna last long.
I ain't been in that woman's mouth to even see if the teeth look terrible.
I didn't see the teeth, but I was like, I could tell this ain't gonna last long. And then when it happened on the shave room, I'm kind of messy like that. I was like, y'all didn't see this coming? Just like the Porsche girl being married to the African dude. Steve Harvey was like, it's only so many Bentleys and mansions you can buy. If somebody don't love you, it's like, it's not gonna last that long.
So, like, and that was spiteful. I feel like she was jealous of that girl, so she was like, I'm gonna take your man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you agree with the statement, no black man is loved properly unless he got some money?
I don't believe black men are loved properly, and it starts at home with their mama. I don't think it has nothing to do with money. I think when it comes to black men, you either get one or two. You get the mama that is going to coddle you and is going to hinder you when you grow up, or you get the motherfucker, you ain't, you know. I mean, as our community. And of course, it goes back farther and it stems back farther. But even men with money, I know them.
Right.
They're still not loved properly. Right. Like, they're not loved properly. So
they're not.
They're tolerated. And they're put up higher because, you know, you got this money. And guess what? That nigga over don't.
That's it.
But that is a deeper conversation than we got time for. We don't even got time for.
Yeah. We always got time.
We got time. Okay. I like y'all. We got time now.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, he's B. Smith. That's my sister's big brother. I've been knowing my wife since we was kids, so I've been knowing him the same way. Our brothers is the same age. Our big brothers, and my mother-in-law does a Zoom Bible study.
Yeah.
And they do relationships and stuff too. Someday they might just do relationship stuff. She might, you know, but he got plenty bread. And he say all the time, like my wife said, like he asked, like, so how is it being married to a man that you've been with money or not? And she was explaining, like, he was like, see, that's what he wants. So he got the money. You know what I'm saying? He got the resources. He could turn you up real quick, but it's like, damn, it's nothing sticking. So it's like, damn, you can have all the money in the world, but real love is priceless. Somebody that fucks with you. Like I said, my daddy was married 28 years. As soon as he had a stroke, it was over. Like the week he had a stroke, it was over.
She left?
Yeah. And I love my stepmama.
Was it already?
Can I say that?
Yeah, cuz
I okay,
go
great.
And I love my stepmama, but like it drew a wedge kind of too, because like I went home at night when my daddy called me and he was crying, like he was like, man, I don't know what I did, like, and I'm fucked up now, and like shit like that. I went straight home and was like, baby, you ain't gotta wait 28 years.
Yeah. I'm telling
you. You got any love, you ain't gotta wait 28 years, because I'm in it for the long haul. When I said I'm gonna change and I'm gonna be a good man fully, not just provide, because that's what we think too as men too. That's what we go wrong as young men. Ooh. We think that we provide and we can do anything we want.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But I had to realize, when I remember one time we went through something and I had left and shit. You know what I'm saying? We was real young. My oldest is 12. I mean, we about to be 12. Well, he's 12. He about to be 13. He was probably like 2. And I was like, man, we was broke and I was the only one working. I was just tired of just whoopty working and trying to pay bills and being, you know, a whole bunch of bullshit on why I did what I did. But when she said, nigga, I don't give a fuck if we living under a bridge, nigga. As long as I was with you, we straight. Like, you, that's what you understand. Like, I ain't none of these bitches into and shit like that. And I'm like, damn, like, that crushed me, because it's like, I'm talking about all this shit, providing, thinking out, but that shit ain't nothing. Like, all a woman wants you to do is keep your dick up and get a hustle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get a hustle about yourself.
And we want a friend.
Definitely want a friend.
We want you to be the closest friend before our closest friend.
Facts. That's what it is at home with us. Like, people be like, y'all don't do nothing. That's my best friend since we was kids. Like, before sex, that was going to sit on the porch, walk to the store, shit like that. But that's what the key is. Like, when people be like, I want to be married. How y'all get married? How y'all stay married? Friendship. Like, some people just get married because, you know, stability, shit like that. Like, that's one thing about women. Women, they can marry for survival. Like, this nigga is shit. He's nice to me. He, you know, we got a kid. I ain't got to work. You know what I'm saying? But I really don't love him like that. Like,
it's not the love. I don't like him.
Yeah.
Because we're going to love first. We're women. We're emotional creatures. So, I don't like him. Yeah. That's what it be.
Which one's more important? Loyalty or respect? Not this relationship, but any aspect of your life. Loyalty or respect? Which one's?
I think that has always been the trick question of the decade. Loyalty or respect. They go together they go together. There is no loyalty without respect. Mm-hmm. There is no respect without loyalty. They literally go same together.
Thing. It's intertwined. Like, it's like,
you can't
it's
have
really
one
no right or wrong answer.
Yeah. I'm going to say.
They asked Snoop Dogg that. He said love. He said that's what.
Love, but people do, like, you can like we can love you all day.
And still cross me.
And still cross you.
Yeah.
Still cheat, still.
And
you know what I'm saying?
You. I don't want to lose you. I can't imagine you not in my life.
Right.
But that one night, that bitch was looking good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's
facts, though. But I love you, though.
But I love you.
You know, but I'm going to say respect, because I guess as men, but I'm going to speak for myself. I ain't always respected myself. So it's like, how can I respect you as my woman You know what I'm saying? Even as being a good friend, like I don't, you know, it was at times when I was young, like you don't, you're not thinking, you're just thinking young. You're thinking with yourself, your brain, your dick, you know? So it's like respect for me. Like nowadays, if I respect you, like me being in my 30s, like I'm 32 now. So like from 25 to 32, like I respect myself so much now that I'm going to respect you. I'm going to respect our bodies. I'm going to respect our peace. Like, to me, that's the most, so it's like respect. Like, loyalty is going to come after you got respect.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like love. You got to love yourself before I can, you know what I'm saying, even fuck with you, even on a level to tell you I love you. But I think everybody, we got to build. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to build. Loyalty and respect, it has to be built. It's not just no, not fuck with you, though. Like, you got a good brain. I'm going.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Did you want to address, you said you had, it was a rumor that, your artist is your child, your kid's father.
That's, man, listen.
Dang, that's some that's new.
Lord, I'm not, I wish it was, but listen.
Set the record straight.
And I'm gonna go deep too. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna dig deep. Y'all know how y'all have a friend that y'all a good friend too,
right?
And then figure out that they not your friend.
Yeah.
This one friend, she missed my mama's radar. Y'all know how y'all mama tell y'all everybody that ain't right?
Yep,
and she always is right. My mama had a list. It was about 3-4 people on it. Mm-hmm. She did not miss. Because I've had all my same friends since kindergarten type shit. Like, I've been friends with my friend. Like, Yanni, 9 years old.
Yeah.
I can't make this up. So this one missed my mama's radar completely. Mm-hmm. Okay? Which amazed me because she was lit. She had it down on the head. And I didn't realize the jealousy that this girl had because every time she needed something, she would call me.
Yeah.
Now, I know for a fact, when it comes to comparison of life, like I said, my first business was 12, 11 years old. 18 years old, I opened a daycare. Four C's paid me. You know what I'm saying? I've been going my life. This is how my life has literally been going my whole life. So if anybody need anything, they always call me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Especially if they're up under you.
Always up under me. Okay. So I got pregnant. And it's crazy. I got pregnant at 27 years old the second time. I lost about three friends. Lost about three friends.
Because you got pregnant?
Because I got pregnant. That's some teenage shit, right? Because I got pregnant. They wanted the baby's daddy to be one person. Mm-hmm. It was not it. I had a best friend. My best friend can't stay out of the jail. He ain't even in the feds or nothing. Love you to death. He's back down there downtown. He can't stay out of the jail. Been there his whole life. They wanted it to be one person. Okay? Not true. Okay, so since it wasn't him, like literally I've been, like I said, I'm in a loving relationship.
Mm-hmm.
My child's father. We got the maternity pictures, you know, the engagement rings. And you know what I'm saying? I'm going through all this. I had my son come out, same color as Johnny. The trick is, my mama, my granny, and my great-granny, I am literally the chocolatiest person in my family. My brothers, my sisters, everybody is this white tone. You know what I'm saying? That, because, you know, she knew that. Okay, if it ain't him, it got to be Yanni.
Man.
It's what she said to me. It's what she said to me.
I'm your friend.
I love her. I mean, I love her to death.
Yeah.
Everything she went through, she was one of them friends that could never pull it together. And that's another thing. Only people that I lost in my life, I feel like they have something against me, are the people that can't pull their life together. All my friends that's about their business and at 30-something years old, it looked like we 30-something years old. Oh, they still around. It's always the motherfucking ones. Okay, so I had my son. She said, he looked like so-and-so. I'm looking at my child. I said, hell.
Right.
Yeah.
It's skin color. My baby ain't got no color. Okay, still to this day, 5 years old, he ain't got a stitch of color. So let me tell you how it all boiled down. She moved out of town, okay, try to get her life together. All right, I'm sending her money. She comes back. She hasn't even been back for 2 weeks. She's calling me, but it's not right because the things that she said to me just ain't making sense over the phone. You know, niggas love you because of this. Niggas love you because of that. You know what I'm saying? That type of friend. I'm like, is it really this? Is it really that on me? You ain't never seen me take one down. You know what I'm saying? So how you know, sis? Right, right. How you know? up. Right. So, you know what I'm saying? This is the type of thing she said to me. So, I'm you know, I'm avoiding her. Her big sister, I'm like, you know, Nene's like, she's jealous of you.
Yeah.
And that's my baby sister. She's jealous of you.
The shade behind jokes.
You need to. I ain't never played about them. I've never joked. That's why I always got kicked out of school because I'm boxing. Yeah. You said, who got on high waters? Who? Like, yeah. No, I ain't never played about them. You ain't got to tell me. So she's like, you know, she's jealous of you. So I'm cutting off. So she was home for about 2 weeks and she catches me on Madison, and I'm coming out of Bobby's house. You know what I'm saying? We about to go take care of some business. I'm about to jump in the car with you. She about to jump in the car with me. I look at her, I swear to God, I do not talk about people. I do not gossip. It's why these people do not like me. I sit there real quiet when we talking about people because that's not my thing. And I look up and then I say, okay, well, go get dressed, and then you can hop in the car with me. We can ride the city. We goes down to about 19th, we on 24th, because Bobby's still on 24th in Madison. We goes down to about 19th in Muhammad. I pulls up on Yanni's cousins, you know, Robbie, Raheem, you know, and I was like, well, what's the issue? Because they write me, we got to talk to you. And they was like, why didn't you tell us that baby was ours? And I'm confused. I was like, we got to get a baby on the way or something. Like, what y'all talking about?
Right.
He said, Your new baby belonged to us. I was like, wait, no, I don't have no new baby that belonged to me. I'm confused.
Right.
He was like, you know what? I ain't going to say nothing else because it was your friend that told me. Literally, this girl, literally, two minutes ago, she was trying to get in my car. If she would have gotten in my car and rolled with me and we would have stopped there first, she would have been there with.
Yeah.
You feel me? And so I'm like, who said it? Because I'm not beefing with none of my friends. Well, you need to tell me who said it. And he said her name. And I remember when I first had my son. That's the first. You sure this ain't whoopty whoops, baby? Right.
That's the first thing she said.
That's the first thing she said when I had my baby. I'm trying to figure out where y'all get this from because I'm close to him. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. And so, you know, I'm crying. I'm hysterical. I'm the second and third. Like, I don't think nothing of it because she ain't nobody.
Right.
Literally nobody. Well, turns out she got some motherfucking friends. That is just as messy as her.
And she talking to them.
She's talking to them. And they spreading it for. She ain't got to do too much. And they believe it from the bottom of their heart because, I mean, everybody's looking for a reason. You know what I'm saying? They don't know you. They don't know where you come from. And this group of girls, I didn't hang out with when I was young. I was running around, jumping people, being hard. I was a parent already.
Right.
You know, 16, 17.
It's different morals.
I already had a kid. Yeah. I couldn't run around jumping people and doing what I was doing. So I never hung out with them. So I guess they took offense to that. But they is spreading this long and wide. Yanni is my baby's daddy. One day I woke up, one of his sad, I don't even know what she is to him, had my child posted all over this internet.
Oh, my God.
And I don't even post my children, so I don't know how she got, I don't even believe in that. Yeah. It's too many perverts, pedophiles. Thanks. I do not post my children on no social media. King is different because at this point he's 16 years old, he has a business, and he has made his own introduction. He's old
enough.
And
he's his own.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I didn't post him till he was like 7, 8, 9 years old, like maybe for a birthday, but it wasn't no, hey, look, he's growing. I've never been that type of parent. They have a picture of my new baby, and she's talking about, and he looked like him, and they told me, and I know where, like.
Somebody trying to get beat the fuck out.
Man, listen.
Wow.
I called that girl. I said, look, girl, if you don't take my, and she had just fought Yanni's baby mama. That's where it all came from. She just fought Yanni's baby mama and drugged me into it. I didn't have nothing to do with nothing. Had my baby's picture. I don't know where she got this picture from. That was the most scary part to me. And she's so popular. That's the crazy part. She's an artist and this and the third. Mm-hmm. Lately, she's been on the internet begging for money because she got custody of her nephew or something. But she's so popular. I'm like, I don't even know. I said, girl, if you don't get my baby's picture off his internet, that is not that man's child. Mm. Nor is it possible for it to be that man's child. But yeah, she definitely, and it spread long and it spread wide. And people be like, how's you and Yanni's baby doing?
What? See, that's crazy. It's crazy how a motherfucker that, just because of their failures, feel some type of way, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
Men or women, when they feel like, damn, this motherfucker is doing it, and I'm a failure. Hey, you know she ain't really like that. You know she's hiding who her baby daddy is. You know You know what I'm saying? That shit is so
lame.
That's
why I was like, I ain't
that's
no
some
way
devilish
I'm
shit, though.
It
people
is.
Understand
ain't no
how
way I'm Beyonce. Come on, she man. And Curvy them twins, and me and Yanni is hiding the fact that we have a chat, but I'm over all the account. I run his career. This, yeah. Like, y'all got to be able to make it make sense. None of it makes sense. Who we hiding from?
Man. Right. Who are y'all?
Who exactly are we hiding it from?
Right. And exactly. We bosses, so if we had a baby, we had a baby.
And that's what he's like. He's like, I don't, like, he's literally in jail. He's literally just now understanding the, like, how serious it is. Like, mm-hmm. When I'm telling him it's happening, he's like, man, you were crazy. Like, he's telling me, because, you know, his mind is on other shit. He got a, I mean, ain't no way. Like, he is in the feds. He's like, man, ain't, what the fuck are we, where would we be hiding the chair from? Exactly.
What they say, Drake was hiding this
from the world.
But it's fucking Drake, man.
It's Drake. We is regular, but we is in Louisville, Kentucky. We ain't. I mean, I don't personally live in Louisville. But
see how major you are to people.
Man, listen,
you could be on Madison all day. If you a boss, so everybody don't like the boss. Everybody don't like a motherfucker that they got a call and like you said, you was nice to her. You throw a bread. Everybody don't like that. Like even when you threw a bread, she probably was like. It's bitch.
Always got make it. Sure you got it. But I've always been like it. I've always had it though.
Yeah.
Like me having a kid young, it did not stop nothing. They was expecting. I don't know what they was expecting.
What? It's supposed to. Nigga. It's supposed to. You wasn't ready to just settle for being on Madison on just getting food stamps and just
no,
you know.
No, it was not it.
Some people settle for that though. And that's what fucks up our generations too, because some people just let the system raise them, and they cool with J's and going to the club and making sure that Shorty just got the Jordans. Like that's why the other day we was in the shop and we was I was like, man, we have to have a spelling bee, y'all in here rapping, and like my sons, you know, everybody's kids was in there, and it shocked me how smart they really are, because I do it all the time, and some kids be like, shit, I ain't spelling nothing, I'm only here to get my hair cut, you know what I'm saying? But them be the kids that parents only worry about their image. And
what's his name? What's Arnett? What's that little motherfucker's name?
Who's that?
The 60 fucking miles. The little boy. 60 fucking miles. The one that
be rapping?
Yes, he can't read.
He was on the hanging mic and he was rapping all that shit. Yeah.
Down in
the
middle? Yeah. With a money bag? Yeah. Not a money bag.
No, I think they, I don't know where it was. You talking about Lil King.
You talking about King. What is his name?
I know you talking about. He was cussing like a motherfucker. It was hanging.
Man, he was selling bitches and everything.
Yeah, and he can't read. But that's the.
How old is?
Nine.
He's a little bitty nigga. But the thing is about it is, image, like I tell my sons all the time, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to raise y'all how I was raised, because my parents had money, but you don't get rewarded for shit you're supposed to do. Even though I might reward you just because I love you, I'm a little softer than my parents was, but, and I'm be excited because I was that kid that wasn't making good grades. So when junior come in, nigga, what? You made good grades? Nigga? Hell yeah, you can do what you want to do, you know, whatever it is. But look, I pushed him to that. Like, it's not going to, I'm not buying you Jordans because they come out this weekend, my nigga.
Right, and that'd be it.
You know what I'm saying? Because then, like, my mom raised my little brother, you feel me? I got a baby brother, but it was a baby before the baby. My baby brother came late. And bro, I always say, like, mom and them gave us a life, and he's like, that's why I applaud you. Like, you went through the working stage, and then, like, you became an owner and shit like that. Like, bro was so smart that he's like, it's a piece of the pie out here, and I want some. Like, that sent bro to a whole another life in the streets and shit like that, because he was used to making good grades and going to get Jordan. So when you move out, I still need them Jordans. I still need that fit. This job ain't gonna get me every per this month. So you feel me? It's all about how you raise. It gotta be some type of balance with raising these kids, because that's where they going to. They going to their friends for information. Your friend don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? I sit in here and tell you shit all day, and you go into your friends like for information or to guide you. No, like, come to me.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit's wild.
But yeah, I'm gonna ask you before we get out of here. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, sir.
It's a dope conversation.
Yes, it was.
If you could see anybody on here, like, who would it be? Like, would you got to be able to make a call and plug us? Like, it's a good vibe over here, big and lazy. It'd be a good fit for you. This, that, and the third. Like, who would it?
I think we need to bring awareness to some Black businesses. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the first name that comes to my mind is, he's a man. He's not from Louisville, but he's from California. And he is on the track to have the first Black-owned dispensary because y'all know 2025, we going live with the weed.
Yeah.
We live. His name is Antonio Davis, and he owns Garden of Hemp's, which is a shop over in Nanulu. Okay. Dang, I said it on her. Listen. By the way, let me stop there.
We edited that. If you want to
stop. No, we're going to leave it in because I just opened a hookah bar in the Nulu. I did my soft opening yesterday, and it's a pop-up shop. I'm going through from now until the end of May just to see how I like it. But I'm using the Garden of Hemp space, so it all works together. Mm-hmm. And in the industry where it is white-owned.
Yeah.
He's already been fighting for years to make sure his black name, when we go live, he is prepared.
Yeah.
So he's from Oakland, California, for sure. Bills, our producer. He is great. Shout out to Bills 808. Shout out to Bills. I absolutely love Bills. I think he should have a spot on here. And then I'm going to do three. The last one I'm thinking is... Pillow Talk, Kim Curry, as a party promoter, as a plus size party promoter, where she caters to the plus size community, and you know everything that she's dealt with, you know, and being actually good at it. Through everything she's dealt with, she's actually good at it. You know, her turnouts and her parties actually do some numbers. I think Kim Curry should definitely be on this podcast show.
Okay, we appreciate that. And before we get out of here,
go ahead.
My boy, he always got a. The last ending segment. Go ahead. And
this is the Big and Lazy podcast. So you got to give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch.
You got to turn us on, though. I always say that.
Something good to eat. Come on, black people. Let me tell y'all, Indian food is good as fuck. My favorite food is Indian food. My favorite dish is chicken sog. I eat it at the maximum spicy. If your booty hole gonna be burning when you shit, don't do that.
I don't like that.
Okay, don't do that. Do mal, do regular. But Indian food is lit with a little naan on the side. You're gonna get full. The rice is actually healthy. Jasmine and bastami rice is the only rices that have any nutritional value. You're gonna get some nutrition in there. I do not watch television. I am just now catching up on Scandal. So me and Olivia Pope is friends. I have nothing on that end.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a great show right there.
I read books and things. Right now I'm on a poetry book. I can't tell you who wrote it, but she got some shit going on. It is a female writer.
It's the first time we had somebody say read for the
I've never watched television. I'm not a TV person. I'm not going to sit around and Netflix. I don't at Tubi. I couldn't imagine it. But I'm going to read some books. So go to the library, get some Indian food, and make a date.
Okay.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
And what's the restaurant? Is it any type of restaurant?
The restaurant I got turned on to, it was in college, actually, world music class. It's Cashmere. It's right on Broadway. It's literally Taco City. And then it's just that little space in between it. It ain't nothing. And then that restaurant that be over smelling good, that's Cashmere. That's Indian food y'all be smelling when y'all be eating them basic ass tacos over there. So y'all can check out Cashmere's. I've moved on to bigger and better so y'all can have that. But it's good food, though. It's good food.
You got to start somewhere.
It's good food. So definitely start at Cashmere. Shout out to my people at Cashmere's. They know my children and everything. I love those people.
Well, anytime you got anything going on, you got a new artist, anything, you know, you got a party, because we always looking for little slots to fill with, you know, reoccurring guests. So feel free to reach out. Hey, man, that's what we here for, man.
Dope conversation piece.
Thank y'all for having me.
We don't discriminate. Yeah. We don't play a hate. You know, we real peas, all three. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going to end it with, man. Quit all the discriminating, especially against your own people, man.
And we out.
Get it. Big and Lazy.
Hey, Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.